is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Pete Baker's Botticelli Orchestra here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, looking true to the eyes of love, as they say. And Bert Comfort started this hour off with 3 o'clock in the morning, even though it's probably not 3 o'clock where you're listening now. At least I don't think it is, but if it is, well, all the more to you. Yeah, right. Now it's time to take a road trip. Let's take a road trip to Michigan this week, Michigan. Where I was not too long ago in Lansing, actually, for a couple of nights. Not much to see there, but there is a lovely zoo called the Potter Park Zoo that I recommend on a nice day, though. But here here is the selection of some roadside oddities for you to check out when you're in Michigan. St. Ignace Mystery Spot in St. Ignace. I'm sure that may be St. Ignatius, maybe. Classic gravity hill stop where tilted rooms and guided tours make water appear to run uphill. And people swap heights, pure illusion, pure fun. Add-ons like mini golf, a maze, and zip lines keep it family friendly. Then you can go to Hell. Hell, Michigan, that is, in the Pinckney area. Lean into the gag, send scorched mail from the official Hell post office, play putt-putt, and even book a tongue-in-cheek wedding at the Chapel of Love. Of course, there's merch, selfies, and a mayor for a day bits round out the shtick in Hell, Michigan. So go to Hell and enjoy. It's probably colder there than you think. How about Allen Park, I-94 in Allen Park? Uniroyal's Giant Tire. It's an 80-foot World's Fair Ferris wheel reborn as Detroit's biggest roadside billboard anchored beside the freeway since 1966. Designed to withstand hurricane-force winds, not that they have many there, it's the quick we're in Detroit shot that every driver recognizes. So make sure you look for the Uniroyal Giant Tire. 80 feet tall, you can't miss it. West Bloomfield is Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, a wall-to-wall coin-op oddities, animatronics, and vintage arcade machines. Admission is free and tokens bring the exhibits to life. How about that? After relocating from Farmington Hills, Marvin's is reopening at Orchard Mall with expanded space. So there are even more machines for you to enjoy at Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. If it hasn't already, it will be soon reopening. Ishpeming, the Upper's tourist trap. The UP, the Upper Peninsula, that is, of the state. Outside the jokey gift shop Big Gus, a V8-powered behemoth claims the crown as the world's largest working chainsaw, built for noise and photo ops. The yard is a parade of supersized Upper contraptions. So there you go. And finally, Montauk, Whitehall, Michigan, the world's largest working weather vane. I'm sure it may not be the world's largest, but it's the world's largest working weather vane. A 48-foot, 4,000-plus-pound, fully functional weather vane crowned with the schooner Ella Ellenwood holds court near White Lake. It's equal parts lakeshore, lore, and pullover for a picture sculpture. But it's working. So that's what you want. You want it to be working. Otherwise, it's just the world's largest or one of the world's largest weather vanes. But it's working. And that's your trip to Michigan this week. So no sad eyes. Here's Charles Crawford on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. That was Gerhard Narholz, or Norman Candler, actually. And I Started a Joke. That was a hit for the Bee Gees in the 60s, one of their first hits, I think. Frank Chatfield before that with Carefree Highway, Dick Baker and the Orchestra, We're All Alone, Sid Dale in there with Laughter in the Rain, and Charles Crawford with Sad Eyes. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, NWRCT in Pittsburgh. And we have here Henry Jerome with Moon River.
Thank you.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Sesame Street.
Oscar Peterson's trio, along with the Singers Unlimited, with the theme from Sesame Street here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with Spanish Flea. Henry Mancini was in there doodling banjos. They were doing something. They were competing somehow. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Sunshine Coast, Australia. A venomous snake was rescued from a backyard swimming pool in Queensland, sparking a fright and laugh moment for the homeowner. Snake catchers were called when the homeowner noticed what looked like a floating pool toy, only to realize it was a red-bellied black snake. The serpent was carefully removed and relocated, and the homeowner said he won't be using that pool float ever again. Wildlife officials reminded residents that snakes sometimes take to water for cooling or hunting. Amazing how that works. And urged caution around pools even when it's hot and casual. Yeah. Toronto, Canada. Well, our friend David Rush achieved an unusual world record, although he is from Idaho. Using a cone, he caught an ice cream scoop thrown from a height of 55 feet 5 inches away, setting the mark for the furthest ice cream scoop caught with a cone. The furthest ice cream scoop caught with cone. Good Lord. The feat took place in a specially organized event. Good Lord. With witnesses and official adjudicators from Guinness World Records present. He said training involved catching a moving scoop under time pressure and mastering the angle of the throw. Onlookers cheered when the scoop landed neatly in the cone, and the video of the catch is already circulating online. Rush dedicated the record to all dessert lovers who aspire to be more confident. He should stick to just breaking records. And finally, Cornwall, England. A naughty flamingo escaped from the Paradise Park Wildlife Sanctuary in Cornwall and led staff on a short chase before wading into a pond and refusing to fly out. Staff described the bird as bravely determined to go sightseeing. The flamingo has squeezed through a fence gap and enjoyed a brief outing around the grounds, much to the amusement of the visitors. After about 15 minutes, the sanctuary team gently coaxed it back into the enclosure, and animal care staff used the incident as a teaching moment about boundary checks and the intelligence of flamingos. I guess they are pretty bright, after all. Huh. Wow. Escaped from the Paradise Park Wildlife Sanctuary. Oof. That'll go on his record. And that's pure imagination there. Here's Bob James on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
relaxing and easy, one of my favorite Anita Kerr recordings at 17. That was Janice Ian's tune way back when. Ronnie Aldridge before that with Eye in the Sky, Nick Ingman with Feel Like Making Love, Lex de Azevedo in there with Happy Together. Pure Imagination was done by Bob James. I don't know what I was about to say, but that would have been interesting nonetheless. We have time for one more here. It is Sven Lebeck. Say It Isn't So. Well, it is. But the title of the song is Say It Isn't So. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You'll learn how to talk one of these days. End of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins.
That's all, folks.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This has been program number Y10-25.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.